那今天呢，我想讲这个经文呢，在马太福音第七章，大斯宾，第七章24到29节。大家可能很熟悉这段经文。
So you guys may be very familiar with this verse.
我也讲过很多次。
And I have talked about it.
那今天我觉得我还是要讲这段经文，可能从一个不同的角度。
But today I want to talk about this again.
那我们先念一下这段经文。
Different perspective.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine put them into practice. It's like a wise man who built his house on a rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it has its foundation on a rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人。把房子盖在沙土上。
Everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice. It's like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着了房子，房子就倒塌，并且倒塌的很大。
When rain came down, the stream rose and the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with great crash.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都吸取他的教训。
When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching.
因为他教训他们真像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
Because he taught as one who had authority and not as the teachers of the law.
这是在马太福音登山宝训的最后一段话。
So this is in Matthew, the teaching on the mountain. So that's the last part of that.
马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章呢，传统称为登山宝训。
So Matthew 5, 6, 7, so it's usually referred to as the teaching of the mountain.
Sermon on the mountain.
Sermon of the mountain. Okay.
就是非常重要的教导。
So meaning very important teachings.
讲到最后呢，他就说了这段话。
So after all this teaching, he said this.
他就讲到这个，凡听见我的话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
So he said, everyone who hears the words and put them into practice is just like the one who builds his house on the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着了房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
So when rain came and storm came, the house will not fall because its foundation is on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着了房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。
But anyone who hears the word but do not put them into practice, it's just like someone builds the house on a heap of sand. So when rain came, the stream rose and wind blew, so there will be a great crash.
那主耶稣一讲完话呢，人就觉得稀奇。
So every time that after Jesus speak.
我觉得我们第一次听主的话也觉得很稀奇。
So the crowd was amazed.
大家有没有这种感觉？
So when you first
第一次读圣经就很稀奇，主耶稣为什么讲这个话呢？
So when you first heard the word of Jesus, were you amazed?
怎么讲起来不像别人讲的呢？
How come he doesn't talk like everyone else?
他为什么说我是道路、真理、生命，对不对？
Why did he say that I am the way, the life, the life?
谁敢说这样的话呢？
Who can say such words?
要么他是疯子，要么他是他是这个就是上帝了。
Either he is the true savior or he is his man.
所以我们读到神的话的时候呢，都会有一个冲击。
So when we read the word from God, you know there will be some kind of shaking.
他这里说呢，他像有权柄的人在讲话，不像文士。文士是什么呢？就是普通的老师，他们教律法呀，教他讲话不像那些教师。
So here he says he taught them.Not like teachers, but like someone who has authority.
那有权柄讲话，讲话有权柄有什么特点？
So what's so special when you talk with authority?
大家回应一下，我希望大家回应一下就不会睡着。
Try to give some answers so that you don't fall asleep.
就不是引经据典，就是讲自己的话。
讲自己的话就有权柄。 好，这是一点很重要，不是引经据典。引经据典的话，别人捡的嘛，就不是你的权柄。孔子捡那是孔子的权柄，不是你的权柄，对吧？有道理，有道理。
So she say that you say something out of your own, you don't quote from someone else. Like for example, you don't quote from Confucius.
康有熙，大学好像先讲，有权利，讲话有权利是什么意思？
What does it mean to talk with authority?
有说服力。
有说服力，对了。
是 persuasive.
就是人要听，人想听，而且听了想听，都这就叫做有权利。
So, that means people want to hear and.
有的人讲话没人听，自己可以讲，爱讲你就讲，讲多少都行。
Some people when they talk,
some people
when they talk, they don't have authority, they just talk.
No audience,
nobody wanna follow.
Nobody want to listen. 有的人呢，讲话的时候别人会听。
So some people when they talk, people will listen.
听了会鼓掌。
And after they listen, they clap.
但是呢，他们觉得是一个 entertainment， 很棒的这个 entertainment， 就是这个娱乐，对吧？很棒。
They think, oh, it's a great, you know,
entertainment. 但是呢，他不觉得你有什么权柄，他不会按照你的去做。
But they will not do what you said because you're just for entertainment.
有权柄就是这个人听了呢，他心里产生一个震动，他觉得要做点什么，不做好像 something is wrong。
So when someone has authority, like when he speaks, the person hears and then they feel like they need to do something about it. Like without action, they feel that's not right.
那主耶稣来到地上讲话就是这样，是有权柄的。
So when Jesus came to earth, he was like that. He speak with authority.
那他讲这一段话，最后一段话呢，就是很有权柄的一段话。
So the last part of his speech was full of, you know, of authority.
你听了这段话，你会不会有震动
？So when you hear his words, do you feel some kind of shaking inside of you?
你就会想，你觉得这个在对我讲话。
And it feels like this person is speaking directly to me.
那第一个，我们就想就说，那我在沙土上建房子，还是我在磐石上建房子呢
？So you will start to question, am I building my house on the foundation of a rock?
那为什么这个东西很重要呢？
Why is it so important?
那这段话主耶稣讲的是呢，用一个非常形象的比喻呢，就是大人小孩都明白。
So when he speaks, he's using a parable that you know the adult and the children they both understand.
大人小孩都觉得哦，当然不会在沙土上建房子了。
So the adult and the children know, of course, you will not build the house on a heap of sand, right?
那谁会在沙土上建房子呢
？Who will build, you know, house on the sand?
那但是主耶稣为什么这样讲呢？就是说还是有人会在沙土上建房子。
Why Jesus said that? Because there will be still a group of people that are going to build their house on sand.
大家想想，就是说，想一下，就是说，一个沙土上的房子和一个磐石上的房子有什么区别？大家想象一下，发挥一下想象力。
Just imagine what are the differences between a house built on the sand versus a house built on the rock. Use your imagination.
大家想想。
Think about it.
建在不同的根基上。
不同的根基上，不同的根基有什么区别的根基？一个牢固，一个不牢固。
So one will be strong, one will be weak.
就是牢固的根基呢，就不容易倒，东西建上去，对吧？就这个意思。
So meaning something that build on a strong foundation, it will, you know, it will be strong.
那我觉得我们来到这个西方呢，我们慢慢的要其实欣赏他们西方的好多的这个东西。什么意思呢？就是我们的思维可以开阔，我们可以表达我们自己啊。这个地方我们不会叫什么。揪你的小辫子。
So when we come to the Western world, we will learn from their culture, which will be use our imagination and try to answer questions.
那天我跟大学生讨论有一些经济学的理论，我向他学习，就是有一些很多的专家，有人说呢叫什么先发 先发优势，或者叫后发优势，对吧？啊，先发优势，后发优势。
So recently I was talking to 大徐 about some economic ideas, like financial ideas. So something about, you know, you advance before everyone else or you retreat.
那就是我们就讨论，就是有很多大家有人说后发优势，中国呢有后发优势，就像赛跑的一直跟，到时候就砰就超过了。
Okay, so they were talking about like China, like even though the country is racing from behind, but you know at the end you will race faster and then go ahead of everybody else.
这有一些很有名的经济学家提出来的。
So those ideologies are, you know.Created by some of the economists.
那另外一些也是很有名的这个经济学家，就先发优势，就是你怎么跟也跟不上。
So some other economists, okay, some other you know people think that no matter how fast you try to you know catch up, you will never be able to catch up.
为什么呢？因为前面开拓的人呢，他一直有这个创造性的思维。后面的人类。
Okay, because those who run in front of the forerunners, they already have all this kind of creative ideas, so it's very difficult for those who are behind to catch up.
后面的人是习惯于跟随，不习惯于创造。
So those people who follow behind will be the followers, they will not be the creators.
你突然一个跟随的人，你就突然有程度的创造性，你已经习惯了跟随，你不习惯创造。
So those who follow after the, you know, the, in this mode of following, they don't like to create new stuff.
那所以这个在西方的好多东西啊，你看都是他们创造的，这很奇怪。包括 Google、Facebook， 对吧？都是包括电车，讨论很早的，好多人在讨论的。真正实践的是 Elon Musk。
So this is what happened in the Western world, like things like Google, like Meta, sorry, EV cars, it's all started in the Western world. The ideology was started here and created here by.
那为什么会这样呢？这是我的想法，也不完全对啊。我也不是经济学家，著名的经济学家。对我的想法就是，创造性的思维呢，它是对神负责的，它在寻找神的东西，它不是对人负责的。
So this is my ideology of like this phenomenon. So I feel that creative imagination or creative products, is they are more
creativity
is more you know that you respond to God, you know, like you don't respond to people's need, you know, you respond to what God like asks you to do, like basically.
那个跟随的人呢，他也是要看着左右的人。别人对我怎么看呀？对不对？别人会不会怎么样啊？我会不会怎么样啊？会想想这些东西。
But those who follow behind, they will look left and right and say and think, okay, what other people might think of me?
当你走出框框的时候，别人会怎么评价你啊？
What if I step out of my own comfort zone? What will other people think of me?
那我觉得第一种思维就是创造性的思维呢，这个就是一个神的一种思维，就是说神人在神的面前呢，他是就开始创造性，就耶稣说我释放你对自由啊，你有了自由。
So I felt this creativity comes from God's own because God said, Jesus said that where I am, will feel freedom will be.
这种自由呢，表现在很多方面。
So this kind of freedom will manifest in many ways.
其中一个就是我们能不能自由地表达自己。
So one of the ways will be whether we can be, you know, freely express ourselves.
我有时候看一些电视节目，非常的羡慕那个白宫啊。有时候他们有一些白宫发言人，就是一些家庭啊，他们去可以去在白宫那边去聚会啊，那带着孩子，白宫发言人就回答他们很多问题。你问随便问什么问题都可以。
So just like the White House, sometimes they have conference. You can bring young kids over, and then they can ask any kind of questions.
那我有一次看了，就是一个孩子举手问。
So one time I saw this little child. He raised his hand and he asked.
川普总统是最喜欢吃什么
？What does Trump like to eat?
那白宫发言人就很快就给他回答说，他最喜欢吃牛排。
So. So the spokesman said, okay, Donald Trump likes to eat steak.
那所以这些就是说他的孩子有这个自由，他可以坐在那个大人的面前，在白宫的发言人面前可以来举手问问题。
So these kids, they have this kind of freedom, even in the White House, they can, you know, freely ask questions.
就是这种自由呢，就是决定了他们有一种，怎么讲呢？就是一种这个创造性的东西，就是他不怕。
So this kind of freedom will allow them to be creative, because.
啊，讲到这里，跟我们现在有什么关系呢？大家不要觉得我们的问题是不是不太好啊？不要这样去想。
What does that have to do with us?So when we ask questions, don't feel free that your answer might not be correct. Do not have that kind of courage. So in Christ, we have this kind of freedom in us.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主呢，就是圣经上有一个真理非常重要。
So this is one of the important truth in the Bible.
说主耶稣说你们不要论断人吧。
Jesus said, "Do not judge."
因为我们大家都是罪人。
All of us are sinners.
都是半斤八两。
So we are all almost the same.
所以不要管别人来价值啊，别人来论断你，你也不要管他，他也没权利。
So do not be afraid to be judged by others because they don't have the authority to judge you.
谁叫我论断你呢？他会怎么样？
被论断。
你先翻译，再回答。
So those who judge, what will happen?
所以耶稣觉得他就是论断你，他要被主去论断，那比较麻烦，要为他祷告。所以你不要担心别人论断你，你要为他祷告。谁要论断你，就为他祷告，求主怜悯他。
So if anybody judge you, God will judge that person. So don't worry about if someone judges you, because God is, you know, gonna judge him.
那所以呢，我们就有一个这个自由在里面，就是我们可以表达自由，我们有问题可以来问。
So we should have this freedom, you know, in us, so that we can freely to express, freely to ask.
那这是一种健康的文化。
So this is a healthy culture.
这就是主的爱在我们的中间。我们每一个人可以做自己。
So this is God's love in us, so everyone can be ourselves.
即使我现在在沙土上建房子，我也可以做我自己。
Even if I built my house on sand, I'm still myself.
为什么？
Why?
因为你不能弄到我，但是你可以告诉我，我就你给我讲，你在沙土上在建房子啊，你要小心啊。
Because you cannot judge me, but you can tell me, you know, you can say, okay, it seems that you're building your house on sand.
当一个灵里面有自由的人呢，被主拯救的人，神的孩子说，是吗？我真的在沙土上建房子吗？你怎么看出来？我看不出来啊。
So if you are truly saved by God, and then you will ask, "Oh, am I really building my house on sand? How come I didn't notice that? Like, is that true?"
如果我们不是主的儿女呢？我是神的文化的人呢？你怎么能懂我呀？
If you are not in God and not in kingdom culture, then you will say, "Why do you, pointing finger at me? Like, why do you judge me?"
谁说我在沙土上建房子呀？
Who told you I'm building my house on sand?
我只是暂时在这里先试验一下而已。
I'm just testing the ground.
好多的借口。
So you will find lots of excuses.
我好像大家都似曾相识，就是我们现在神让我们得了自由，我们不要再回到那个主耶稣说圣经里面讲，主已经让你自由了，你不要再回到那个律法的滔滔里面去。
So God has
自己捆绑自己，不要自己捆绑自己。
So God has already released you into freedom. Do not go back to, you know, the old ways, you know, to bond yourself in, you know, all sort of cultures or laws.
Put yourself in bondage.
In bondage, yeah.
所以非常重要的是鼓励大家呢，就是我们要来在主的面前要自由的来问他问题。
So I encourage you to freely, you know, ask him questions.
也在主的面前自由地来表达自己。
So in Christ, you can also freely express yourself.
这就是圣经里面其实教导我们很重要的功课。
So it's one of the very important teachings in the Bible.
你就发现为什么大卫的祷告都记载在圣经里面，就是在诗篇里面。
So you see why, you know, every David's prayers are recorded in the Bible in Psalms.
大卫的祷告，你读的时候啊，你是不是觉得， 文词很好啊，什么很美丽啊。
So when you read about David, you think it was beautifully like written.
他的祷告非常的朴实简单。
Actually, his prayer is very simple.
你如果翻开大卫的祷告啊，诗篇里面。
If you turn to the songs in David's prayer.
神啊，你不救我要到几时呢？在这样的祷告。
When will you come to save me, Lord?
神啊，你为什么让恶人要通吃我呢？
Lord, why you allow the evil man to attack me?
这就是他的祷告。
So that was his prayer.
因为什么？他刚于在神面前敞开自己。
Why? Because he was willing to open himself.
所以神就喜悦他。
So that's why God is pleased with him.
那所以我们回到这里呢，就是我们鼓励大家，就是哎。来到主的面前的时候呢，你不要看周围的人，我们一定要改变，一定要改变，我们一定要听见神的声音。周围人的声音不重要，特别是在末世的时候，非常非常不重要。你要听见神的声音。
So when we come here, we need to understand that it is important for us to hear the words from God. You know, people's voices are not that important. You need to hear the voice from the Lord.
那所以我们就要训练这种自由。
So we need to practice this kind of freedom in us.
这自由，其中一个就是自由里面更重要，自由的来亲近他。
So there will be one that you know you can come freely, you know, to God to interact with Him.
就像那些孩子们在白宫里面可以来问这个白宫总统发言人这些问题。
Just like those kids in the White House, they can freely ask questions to the spokesman.
其实总统就坐在另外一间办公室里。
And the president is right next to the other room, sorry.
离总统非常近。
So they are very close to the president.
所以呢，当我们讲到这里的时候呢，就是我们来再次回到我们的今天的正题，就是大家想象一下，就是在唐史上建的这个房子和撒土上建的这个房子有什么不同的？功用啊，区别，大家随便想象一下，
so、
什么都可以讲。
So let's go back to the original question. So what will be the differences between a house built on rock versus a house built on sand?
刚才讲了两个不同的根基，一个容易倒，一个不容易倒。
So one will be a strong foundation. One.
你想到什么都可以讲。
现在沙子上好像是小朋友建的那个。在沙滩的那种
sandcastle 对对对对，很好的一个观点。那个沙子上建房子，小朋友建瓦房的，所以他说什么这里像什么，好比一个无知的人，无知的人，小孩子比较无知一点啊，无知的人建房子嘛，建房具一样的东西嘛，对吧？很好的观点。
So I was saying that, you know, people build on the sand is like.Little kids play on the beach. You know, they build some sand castles.
圣经上说呢，我们在这个心智上要做大人。
So,
虽然我们要回转向小孩子，要当成，但是呢，是我们的理性啊各方面还是要做大人。
So the Bible said, even though we need to return like little child, you know, but still in our mindset, we need to think like you know a grown up.
这个很重要的一个区别，所以呢，我们要成为一个成人那样建房子，不要让像一个小孩子在沙滩上建房子，这很好的观点。
So、
还有什么
？We need to build our house like a grown up, like an adult, but not like a little kid. 主要是大家没见过建在沙子上的房子，你知道？
大家没见过，感谢主，我们教会的弟兄姐妹都是在磐石上建房子，哈利路亚，那很棒，对。可以想象一下啊，
地震来了就倒。
对，就是地震来了呢，那你肯定哪个倒得快呢？沙土上的快，对吧？包括水冲呢，都会冲倒。
So when earthquakes come, you know the house will fall.
我再问大家一个，哪个房子建起来快
？So which house will
沙土上建快，还是磐石上建快？
沙土
上建起来快。
So which house can you can build it faster on sand or on rock?
弟兄姐妹，好多时候你觉得好多事情太慢了，
so、will,
是吧
？So you will be the one that you don't understand. It will be faster because you don't need to dig.
你的生命就是一个房子啊，圣灵要居住的地方，神在建这个房子。你要感谢神。如果你觉得太慢，你要感谢神。
So So sometimes we think, you know, that God's time is too slow, but praise the Lord, your life is built on a rock. So you need to praise the Lord for Him to take time in building your house.
你是神啊，你不是在建造我的生命吗？我怎么现在看到的前面一个坑呢？
So you may ask God, aren't you building my life? Why do I see a pit in front of me, like a trap, like a pit?
神可能说正在建一个摩天大楼，他楼有多高，下面挖的坑要多深，要很深，越高的楼下面的坑下面挖很深。
So God is saying that He's going to build a skyscraper. So the taller the building will be, the deeper the pit will be, the foundation will be.
你好多时候走过那些像大楼的地方，那种挖坑啊，挖呀挖呀，挖很长时间。
Sometimes you see those construction sites, you will see they are digging and digging, you know, like to the, you know, like forever.
但是神在你的身上在挖坑的时候， 要不要感谢主？ 感谢主， 感谢主。
So when God is digging a hole in your life, so you need to praise the Lord.
挖坑的时候，不但什么都看不见，他不让你看，准备卷起来。 谁也看不见，不知道里面在搞什么名的。So when
he continues to dig the hole, you know, he even put a fence around it so that you don't know what's going on in there.
你是看到的，到处写的是前面有危险。Danger, danger, don't get close.
All you see is danger, danger, danger. Don't come close. 危险，危险，危险，不要靠近。
所以好多人看你的时候 ，danger， danger， 不要看路。所以人好的时候，神在你身上做事情的时候，人有点不喜欢你的时候，你要怎么样？感谢神，哈利路亚。
So when people see you, they also see danger. Danger, do not go close. So if that happens to you, praise the Lord.
所以呢，有不同的一个节奏。那总体来讲呢，在磐石上建房子呢，花的时间要长。
So it would take more effort to build the house on a rock.
当然建得越高，建得越结实，时间越长。
Of course, the more time you spend on building this house, it will last longer.
No. The higher you want to build the building, the more time you spend.
Okay. Yeah. The taller the building will be, and then the more effort you need to spend.
Put your focus. Hallelujah. 沙土上建的很容易。
So it is easy to build on sand.
为什么会在沙土上建呢？
Then why do you build on sand?
有一个就是它觉得方便。
Because it might be convenient, maybe fast.
跑一下，柱子就钉进去。
Yeah, you just dig a tiny hole and then, you know, you start putting bricks on.
也不用那么多的工具，也不用那么大费那么大的劲儿。So
you don't need a lot of tools. You don't need to make a lot of effort.
所以弟兄姐妹，走神的道路，永生的道路呢，不要老想着什么都方便。So
when you walk this walk, you know, this eternity walk, don't think everything should be convenient.
如果什么都方便的话呢，你要静下来想想。
If everything is too convenient, you need to, you know, take time and think about it.
不要说是什么都方便。Like,
don't think you want convenience.
那这两个房子我们一看，我们现在知道两个的图画，不同的图画，一个呢就是非常的结实啊，一个不结实。那人住在里面会怎么样？我们再想象一下，人住在这个沙土建的房子里面会怎么样？住在磐石建的房子里面怎么样？
One house will be stronger, the other house will be weak. What if you actually live in those houses? What do you think you will feel?
担心。担心。
So those who live in the house, they will live in the house of the sand, they will worry a lot.
有没有不担心的时候？
Would that be time when you do not worry?
就是不担心，所以不担心，因为你不知道，所以你住着很舒服，直到那个风浪来，啊，对了，
。She's saying that sometimes we do not know we live in the house of sand because there was no storm, no wind, so we don't know.
所以呢，就是说圣经上讲的呢，在沙土上建房子，如果不当心的话呢，就真正的无知的人。不不，如果住在沙土上建的房子里面，他当心的人还是一定有聪明在里面。
So those who live inside the house built on the sand and yet do not worry, they are the fools. So if you live inside a house of sand and you're getting worried, then you still have some kind of sense in you.
那如果我们把这个房子建在磐石上，你住在里面会怎么样感受？
But when you build your house on the foundation of rock, then what do you think you will be?
大家想想一个感受，想想一下住豪宅。在那个什么什么地方，那个山上那个豪宅里面，那电影明星住的那个豪宅里面的感受。
The same time, just like you living in a mansion, you know. 我觉得就是像你知道那个三个小猪的故事嘛。
嗯。
他最后一个猪他建得很强，然后别的小猪就跑过来跟他住在一起。
非常好的，他有这个比较开阔的思维啊，因为他很早就出国了。
So the last pig they built
was
he built a strong house, so he was able to, you know, receive the other two pigs, so that they can all live together in his own.
对，这个好的房子建好呢，不仅仅是为了自己，好多在事情来的时候成为好多人的避难所。歌里面唱的主耶和华是我的避难所，对吧？
So when you build a house, a strong house, you can become a refuge. Oh, sorry.A fortress for other people too.
So, in the Bible, it says, "God bless Abraham, wants to bless him, and let him become a blessing to others." We also want to become a blessing to others.
So, when God bless Abraham, He also wants him to become a blessing to others. So, all of us should become blessing to others as well.
还有什么？前年，我们中间好像好多人也在做豪宅。律师就住豪宅，我觉得律师都是最好的豪宅，讲讲住豪宅的感觉。
So she's living a mansion. Let's ask her.
我到律师家去，我讲讲感觉，哇，那么气派，哇，好吃好喝。
When I go to her house, I say, "Oh, beautiful house. Oh, lots of food."
我觉得他们家的猫都很幸福，他养好几只猫。
Even the pets, you know, the cat looks cute.
很坚固，很漂亮。
So it's a strong house, a beautiful house.
那就是自己坐在里面有一种平安的感觉，对吧？
这也是
平安。
Live in the house of found the strong foundation, you feel peace.
我们信主的人常常讲平安，平安，平安。
So when we believe.You know, we believers would like to say the word peace.
那这里面讲的很重要的是，我们听了主的话就去行。
So,
就在建房子在磐石上。
So this is important teaching when we listen to the word and we put into practice. It's just like the one who built a house on the foundation of rock.
所以我们在信主的过程里面，越来越熟悉神的话，越来越愿意去，在这个实践的时候呢，实践的时候并不是很。就像我刚才讲建房子不容易，但是越来越有平安，越来越有平安。
So when we hear the word from God and then we put into our practice, you know, the more we do that, the more peace we will have.
这就是在磐石上建房子，平安，平安。
So that is when you build your house on rock, you will have peace.
还被人羡慕。
还被人羡慕，对了，还被人羡慕。思维也是有创造性思维的。
And other people will also envy you, like jealous of you.
他不是像安娜很早出国，他是被迫出国的。哈利路亚。
So she also immigrated early in her age, so that she has
She's
more creative. She was forced to immigrate early in her life, so she has more creative.
那我们的生命呢？基督徒的生命其实圣经上也是有被人羡慕，为什么？他说你们就是光啊，对吧？世上的光啊，世上的盐啊。
So our life should be, you know, become the light, the salt of the earth, so other people, when they see us, they should envy us.
别人都不平安的时候，你为什么有平安呢？
When no one has peace, and yet you have the peace.
别人没自由的时候，你为什么有自由啊？
When everybody else is in bondage, you have the freedom.
别人这个 投资的时候都不成功，你一投资怎么成功呢？
When other people invest, they lost their money, and yet you make money.
所以这就是神就会把那个荣耀放在加给我们。
So God is giving us the glory upon glory.
所以我们就是要来听了神的话就去行。
So we listen to His word and then we put into action.
还有一个呢，在这里面隐藏的一个东西，我要给大家讲解。
And also, there's something hidden here. I want to share about this.
那好多时候我喜欢要用嚼字一下，要用嚼字啊。
Sometimes I like to, you know, study a certain phrase or word.
那第一个呢，讲到这个建在磐石上的这个房子呀。风吹，约定水冲风吹，壮壮的房子从不倒塌。这个壮壮的房子呢，和后面那个沙土上放的那个壮壮，两个壮壮，两种字不一样。
So when we read the verse, so when the wind fall and then the stream rose and then the wind beat against it, so there are two words. So the wind beat against the first house and the second house.Actually, in the original text, those two action words are different.
第一个撞到那个磐石上的房子呢，用一个词，它是这样的，叫做 prospecto. Prospecto.
So the word that beats on the strong house was the Greek word prospecto.
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 那第二个呢，沙土上是 proscopto.
So the second word that used on the house that built on the sand was.Of course, crypto.
那这个中文就都翻成这个壮壮的房子。
So, in the Chinese translation, we use the same actual word.
这是 prospecto. Pros 就是向着它，向着它的是一个前缀，只要是 pecto. Pecto 呢是那个东西掉落下来叫 pecto， 那个东西落下来。无花果树风一吹，那个无花果就掉下来，那叫做 pecto。
So pros is the pretext. So pecto means something that falls from above, like the fig tree falls.
这个动词呢，它是一个非及物动词。大家明白及物动词和不及物动词，多少人明白？
不明白，什么意思？
及物动词呢，就是你有一个宾语，比如说我要打人，那人是。我的动词的对象。
我的 object。
object。这叫及物动词，那个动词是有一个对象。
So when we do action word, there's a subject and object, like you know we.
对这个 pecto 呢，它是一个非及物动词，就是掉下来。比如说人从楼上掉下来，它没有对象，它自己掉下来。
So however, this pecto, this word doesn't have an object. So just like a person falls down, you know, with.
Fall on the building, so it doesn't have an object. 有好多的动词呢，叫做非及物动词。我笑了，这个笑了是非及物，它没有对象，明白吗
？So for example, like I smile, I just, you know the verb is just I smile. There's no object, so it's just like I smile.
那我为什么要讲这个呢？第一个壮壮的房子呢是非及物动词，就是说。那个雨来啊，水来呢，它其实是
random
对，就是它是保不到这个房子，它这个房子好像不是它的对象一样。就撒旦来攻击你的时候呢，它攻击是没对象的，明白了吧
？So when the
攻击是白搭，这样子。
So when this action word is used in the first house，
这都是 action，
inactive。Okay, sorry.So it's
without
object. So it just randomly happened. So just like, you know, the wind comes, the wind blows, the stream rolls, it just happened, but the house is not a object. Like, it does not attack. I mean, sorry, it's not something that, you know, this wind or the river was attacking. It just happened to pass by.
Yes, right, right. 这个动词呢，这个 pecto 的意思是掉下来。
So pecto means fall down, right?
掉下来的时候，它没有对象。东西掉下来，无花果掉下来是没有对象的。
So when fig trees, when the figs falls, it just falls. It doesn't have an object to hit.
大家明白啊？这个掉落呢，就 pecto 还有一个就是 人从高处掉下，人从高位上掉下，也用 pipto， 跟中国文化一样，高位上掉下的这个人就叫 pipto。
And also, same as when a person falls from like a higher place, when they fall down, they just fall pipto.
Just pipto. 大家明白这个图画。第二个词呢，当在沙土上的房子呢，用的是 pros copto copto 是一个及物动词，是有对象的这个动作。
And then the second word used on the house of the sand is copto copto.
Yeah, copto.
So it means something, you know, like purposely hit against, like just.
你一听 pipto copto， 你就知道 copto 比较重，对吧？在西方的文化，它是象声词，好多时候 pipto copto。
Pipto, copto, you see that the difference is right.
对 ，copto 的基本的解释呢，就是扛，你扛树。
So, the basic definition of copto means like someone is chopping down a tree.
扛树有没有对象？是不是祭物的
？So when you chop down a tree, you have an object.
你非常清楚你在扛那个树。
So you.
这叫祭物动词。
So you know you are chopping down an object, that's a tree.
Copto 是一个非常明确的及物动词，只有一个意思，就是砍。
So a copto has a target, and then the action will be to chop it down.
也就是说，当我们的房子降在沙土上的时候，沙匠是做什么？他非常清楚的在攻击你。
So when you build your house on sand, so Satan knows exactly where you are and he's targeting you.
所以当我们在不实践神的话语的时候呢，好多时候我们就说，为什么老是属灵征战，属灵征战？就是撒旦非常有目标性的在攻击。
So when you do not know a lot about God, you will see how come I'm always in spiritual warfare because Satan is purposely targeting at you.
就像你那个，你有一个敌人一样，他知道你的房子哪里不稳，他非要在那个地方，要把那个柱子要给你弄倒。
Just like if you have an enemy, he knows that your house is not safe, he will target the weakest part.
大家明白前一个 pipto 吗？你的房子建了，他怎么弄？那个雨跌下来还是风吹，你就是听声音而已。
So just imagine the first house.So the house built on a rock, you hear the wind, you hear the rain, you only hear sounds, like nothing will really happen to you.
我们小时候读书是有一句话叫做“风声雨声读书声，朗朗声声什么”，
声声入耳，
声声入耳。
So when it's a poem from like Chinese poem says, you know, the sound of the wind, sound of the rain, and the sound of you.
所以呢，当你把你的生命建立在磐石上，照神的话语建造的时候呢，撒旦来攻击你的时候，你在听声音，
so,
你感谢赞美主。
So when you build your house on the rock, when the Satan is trying to attack you, you are just you know hearing you know the word.
他的动作跟你没关系，是不及物的，
and、
明白吧
？He will
非及物动词。
He will not actually come and you know hit you because you are not the object.
就像那个金庸的小说里面讲的，那个说是他横由他横，清风拂山岗，他强由他强，明月照大江。这个我们的这个总理啊，老尹，以前总理老尹，说美国的横就横吧。
I should not understand.
就是你的敌人不管他多厉害，我照样在那里享受我的生活。
Oh, okay. So there's a saying in Chinese, one of the literatures means that you know, no matter what the enemy does, I don't really care because I'm just gonna have enjoy my life.
金庸的小说里面。
So it's one of the.
好，我们以金庸的小说这个做结尾。
So it's one of the literature about.
他横由他横。
Let's
do
it again.
他横由他横啊，
横
行道路。
Okay, okay.
他横由他横。
If he is rude, let him be rude.
清风拂山岗。就是那清风啊，就是吹过的 breeze.
Okay. Okay. So his attack will be like a breeze.
他强由他强。
So if
he's, 明月照大江
So if he's strong, let him be strong. So the moon still shines.
Amen. Hallelujah. 主啊，是的，我们要把我们的生命要建立在磐石上面。
Yes, we want to build our house on a strong rock.
而且这个房子呢，也有家的意思，我们要把我们的家建立在磐石上面。
So the house also represents our family. Our family was built on the strong foundation.
我们要成为那一群人，听了你的话语，愿意去行的人。
We want to become this group of people. When we hear from you, we will put into actions.
谢谢你，因为你在十字架上所做的一切，你说成了，主啊，那个门已经打开了。
Thank you for everything that you have done on the cross. You said it is done, and the door is open.
你把各样的恩赐已经赐下来。
And you have given us all kinds of giftings.
我们借着圣灵可以得着力量。
And through the Holy Spirit, we will have strength.
得着从你而来的爱。
We will receive love from you.
Lord,
we thank you. Yes, we will always praise you.
愿你的圣灵帮助我们成为一个行道的人。
Let your Holy Spirit help us to become a person in action.
把我们的生命建立在磐石上。
So that we can build our life in.
在以后的日子，不管有多大的挑战，我们知道我们的房子是在磐石上。
No matter what kind of struggle or challenge we're gonna face, we know our house is built on the rock.
撒旦任何的攻击都会方式效力让爱神的人得益处。
For any attack from the enemy, it will be just like what the Bible said: all things work for the good for those who love us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.